Sport on RT Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our 2-3-1 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, see kia.com.
Four more matches today. Can life get any better, Darren Farrell?
Well, can it get any better than yesterday, Audrey?
Exactly. I'm sure it can.
I'm sure. We had four games yesterday, 14 goals spread across the
middle.
And just the quality was brilliant as well. I guess the headline act was Portugal last night booking their place in the last 16 of that World Cup. 2-0 winners against Uruguay, and Brazil also progressing. But the game last night interrupted when a protester entered the field of play during it. He was holding the rainbow flag. He was wearing a T-shirt, and on the back it had respect for Iranian women in big text. And then on the front, save Ukraine. So he had all his bases covered yesterday. Match interrupted maybe for about 30 seconds, a minute or thereabouts, but certainly making his point. Ghana got the better of South Korea, 3-2. They go second in that Group H with a game to go. And then, as I said, Brazil through, 1-0 win against Switzerland. Cameroon and Serbia drew 3-3. So a first point for each of them. No more morning games, I'm afraid, as we move into today. It's the start of the third round matches. And by the day's end, Group A and B will be decided. The games in each group will be played at the same time, so you can watch one game on RT2 and the RT player, and then the other match is live on the news channel. So today in Group A, Netherlands meet Qatar, while Ecuador face Senegal, both at 3 o'clock. At 7, it's Wales and England in Group B, and the USA play Iran. Wales are in trouble, it looks like. They need to win and hope the match between Iran and the United States is a draw, or else beat England by a very unlikely 4-0. They need a 4-goal winning margin. There's a suggestion that this could be Gareth Bale's final game in a Wales jersey, although he wasn't entertaining any of that talk in his pre-match press conference.
Is there a chance that this could be a last international game with Wales, your last tournament game, and does that give you that extra bit of motivation?
Nope.
And watching the England performance the other night, does it show there are weaknesses that you can exploit?
Yeah, for sure. Every team has weaknesses, so we've obviously done our homework and we've had meetings, and I'm sure they've done the same with us. So we know it's going to be a difficult game. England are a very good team, one of the favourites to win the tournament. So we're under no illusions it's going to be hard, but we're going to be ready. We're going to give everything like we always do. And there's been a few shocks already in the World Cup, and there's no reason why we can't do the same.
I know they haven't been playing particularly well, but do you know, I think they're going to put up a battle against England today, make it really interesting. And it's not like England have been setting the world alight either. Lots of excitement, obviously, especially in the UK. It's been billed as the Battle of Britain. Here's the England manager, Gareth Southgate.
It's like any two countries whose borders are next to each other. There's a competitive rivalry. For me, it's a great sporting rivalry. It's no more... no more than that. That feeling might not be mutual, but I can understand that as well. I live in Yorkshire. They feel the same about the rest of England. So that's where we're at. It's going to be a fantastic atmosphere in the stadium, and we're really looking forward to the game.
Aren't we all? That game live on RT2 and the player on air from 6:30, and then Iran and USA on at the same time, but you can watch that on the RT News channel. I think that's going to be a pretty spicy affair as well. Big news in Italy. The entire Juventus board has resigned. The club not doing so well, either on or off the field. They made losses of €254 million this year. They're being investigated for alleged false accounting when it came to the handling of a number of transfer fees. And news just reaching us in the last couple of moments is that Juventus owners propose Gianluca Ferrero as their new chairperson. In rugby, Robbie Henshaw has been ruled out of action for Leinster until the new year with a wrist injury. He'll miss the opening rounds of the Heineken Champions Cup as well as the three interprovincial derbies. Tiger Woods has withdrawn from this week's Hero World Challenge with a foot injury. He plans, though, to compete at two scheduled events in December. He hasn't played a competitive round of golf since the Open Championship back in July. The Irish men's hockey team are back in action this morning at the Nations Cup. They play Pakistan at 9 a.m. They 1 yesterday against France, 2-1. The goals there from Jeremy Duncan and Shane O'Donoghue. There's racing today at Punchestown from 11:45, but there's a big weekend ahead and it promises to be a real treat for race fans. Trainer Jessica Harrington will run Ashdale Bob against Honeysuckle in Sunday's Grade 1, Bar 1, Hatton's Grace Hurdle at Fairyhouse. And she knows that he's up against it, but feels he deserves to take his chance against a racing legend.
Yes, we are. We're going to take on Honeysuckle on Sunday. Look, he's a proper, you know, graded horse. And one day one of those races will fall his way. And he's in great form, came out of the race here very, very well. Did make a bad mistake at third last time. And hopefully if he puts in a clear round jumping, I'm not saying he'll put it up the Honeysuckle, but it'd be nice to finish second to her. They're proper horses. They're legends in our lifetime. You know, Honeysuckle definitely is. And people should go out and watch these horses race in the flesh.
And live coverage of that race on Sunday on Radio 1 and RTÉ 1 Television, Mary.